I'm Kane native Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. On this weekly broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program is called Kane's Pretzel King. Arthur McGonagall was born on the hilltop in 1906 to Scotch-Irish Methodist parents. Art and his brother Ray both graduated from Kane High and from Temple University. Art played center for the outstanding 1932 Kane High football team that tied Warren 0-0 in a battle royal. The Kane Republican reported that a crowd of between 2,500 and 3,000 people attended the game at the new Kane High Field on Chestnut Street, despite rainy conditions. Art McGonagall also went on to play college football at Temple, and his Kane teammates Harry Fridley and Vic Gentleman went on to star at Pitt and Penn State, respectively. Other Kane stars on the 1932 team included Big Johnny Buell and Dick Graville. Brother Ray McGonagall was an anchor on Kane tennis teams of the era. The brothers were active in civic, social, and church matters during their formative years in Kane. After graduation from Temple, Art took a job as a driver salesman for General Foods before accepting a $30 per week sales position with nearly bankrupt Bachman Brothers Bakery in Reading. By 1934, the brothers from the hilltop purchased the company. In 1936, they expanded the operation, acquiring other independent pretzel firms in eastern Pennsylvania. Later that year, an engineer with Bachman Bakeries invented the first pretzel twisting machine, and soon the company added cellophane packaging, display-ready shipping cases, and a full line of snack varieties. By 1953, Bachman Bakeries was the largest pretzel manufacturer in the world, and Art was named Outstanding Alumni at Temple and accepted a post to the university's Board of Trustees. Noting their 20th year in the pretzel business, the brothers McGonagall were the featured guests at a surprise testimonial banquet in Reading. Attending from Kane were Joseph Battaglia, Mrs. Mary Nelson, and William Christie. Nationally prominent radio and television stars Johnny and Penny Olson emceed the event. The official hostess for the celebration was Mrs. Erna Snyder, better known as Mrs. America. In 1957, State Republican Chairman George Bloom asked Art McGonagall to chair the GOP's Finance Committee. Art accepted the challenge on the condition that he never be named for elective office. When he made quick work of turning around the party's dismal finances, the GOP steering committee asked him to be on the ticket for governor of the Commonwealth to replace Democrat George Leader. A flattered Art McGonagall jumped in with both feet, running an energetic campaign. After he bested favorite Harold Stassen in the 1958 GOP primary, an article from Time magazine credited the dark horse candidate McGonagall with shaping a doughless pretzel plant into the biggest pretzelry in the world. The man took the pretzel out of the bar and put it into the kitchen, Time reported. In the 1958 gubernatorial election, he faced off against Democratic candidate, the sitting mayor of Pittsburgh, David L. Lawrence. The 69-year-old Lawrence was something of a surprise and a compromise as a candidate for the Democrats. Lawrence was a devout Catholic in a state that had never elected a Catholic candidate. Art McGonagall attacked Democrats for their boss politics and likened the approach of his rivals to Tammany Hall tactics. But the mood across the state and the country favored the Democrats. Statewide, Kane's Pretzel King lost to Lawrence by only 76,000 votes, or less than 2%. Bear in mind that at the time, registered Democrats outnumbered Republicans by almost 200,000 voters. McGonigal offset this deficit, at least in part, by winning the four counties surrounding Philadelphia by almost 100,000 votes. Despite running a spirited campaign, Democrats had won the state's highest of office in consecutive elections for the first time in more than 100 years. Not surprisingly, brothers Art and Ray McGonigal made a fortune when they sold their pretzel and snack company in 1957 for $3.8 million. McGonigal Hall, home to Temple University basketball team from 1969 until 1997, was named for Art, the facility's benefactor. Art McGonigal lived a life in stark contrast from his humble beginnings in Kane. In his later years, Art became president of Helm Products Company of New York, and he traveled the world with his wife, Ruth, before passing away in 1977. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.